Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. I trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. The title for today's article is Giving Thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 is the scripture reading for today's article. It says, "In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Hallelujah. The will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you is that you give thanks in everything. What does it mean to give thanks? Asks Pastor Chris. To give thanks is to speak blessings. When you study the gospel, there are several instances that show us how the Lord Jesus gave thanks by speaking blessings. In Matthew chapter 26 verse 26, just before his betrayal, the Bible says, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" Hallelujah. On another occasion, before he fed a multitude with 5 loaves of bread and 2 pieces of fish, in Mark chapter 6 verse 41, the Bible says, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided among them all. Notice what he did in both instances with the bread and the fish. Pastor says, he, Jesus, blessed them. Hallelujah. Mark, in his writing, gave further insight to what Jesus did. He said that he, Jesus, gave thanks. Again, looking at Mark chapter 14, verse 23, the Bible says, "And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. They all drank of it." Hallelujah. Mark chapter 8 verse 6 says, "And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set before them the people." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Different instances showing how our Lord Jesus Christ would give thanks. Give thanks each time. Hallelujah. How significant that is. Praise the Lord. So when the Bible says that Jesus took bread and blessed it, what he actually did was to give thanks. Hallelujah. The words that he spoke were words of thanks. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, learn to bless. Learn to bless. Remember, God speaks through you. He uses your mouth to bless, to change circumstances, to bring deliverance and salvation to others. He uses your mouth to bring correction to issues, such that no matter what's going on in your life or around you, he can mend it. How can he mend it? Through your words of blessings. Hallelujah. Through your words, he can mend it. You know, Pastor Chris says that God would not normally get involved in things until we invite him into it. So our prayers and our words of declarations is us inviting Jesus into the equation. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, "Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God." In other words, through the rhema of God, the living, active word of God, God would bring a blessing where a curse had been intended. Hallelujah. He'll bring about prosperity, success, peace, and victory where poverty, failure, defeat, or destruction had been intended. Hallelujah. He meant, through our words, he meant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor says in the last paragraph, every so often, declare, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I offer thanks for and in this situation because I know it is corrected. It is working out for my good and your perfect will is established. Hallelujah. Even in blessing the Lord is the same thing. You bless him by giving thanks. Hallelujah. Without the thanks in it, it will be empty. Glory to God. Without the thanks in it, those words of blessings will be empty. You know, the Bible says the confidence that we have when we pray is that God hears and answers. Hallelujah. So we thank him knowing that we have our petitions, knowing that we have our answers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So inspiring. I trust you've been blessed by today's article. Join me as we take the confession together. Dear Heavenly Father, I speak blessings in everything. I speak blessings over my family and invoke your prosperity over my job, finances, health, ministry, and all that concerns me. I thank you for your grace, power, and love that's manifested in all areas of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For further study, please look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, Psalm 118, verse 11, Psalm 105, from verse 1 to 2, and also Psalm 41, verse 13. Take out time and look at these scriptures. Meditate on them and you will surely be blessed. Glory to God, because he'll provide you a deeper understanding on the topic of today. Hallelujah. I trust you've been inspired by today's article to always give thanks, you know, to bless situations, knowing that your words and the thanks you give to God is the answer. Hallelujah. It invites God into the equation and causes the desired changes you want to see. Hallelujah. And if you've listened today but you're yet to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do so. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Jesus is waiting at the end of the other prayer. At the end of the prayer of salvation, he's ready to welcome you and come and impact you with eternal life and with his spirit. Take up this opportunity. I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast, and your life will never be the same again. I'm excited for you. Thank you all for listening today, and God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by his Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to his word. You will begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what he's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.